So Hare Krishna, I want to really greet all of you in the name of the Japa and Kirtan retreat facilitators, that is Burijan Prabhu Jagatarini Mataji and your humble servant. It is a great, great pleasure to see that yearly the number of participants are steadily increasing. There's a saying, when you open the honey glass, the bees will come flying. So when the nectar of Krishna consciousness in the form of the holy name is presented, then those who are very serious about spiritual progress in their lives are coming together to participate. This is the opening session of your Japa and Kirtan retreat 2013 here in the kingdom of Radharani in Vasana. And we will first ask Jagatarini Mataji to give us an orientation about Vasana so that we know where we have arrived and where we will be practicing intensely the chanting of the holy name and do workshops and learn hopefully many things and come away from Vasana with wings to fly in our Japa and Kirtan. So first we need to arrive, we need to come to where we are, and Jagatarini Mataji will give us this orientation. Afterwards, Burijan Prabhu will discuss with you something which is necessary for you to know if you want to make the most out of your retreat. And afterwards, we will tune you a little in also and set the foundation for the serious spiritual work which we are going to do for the next few days. Finally, we will conclude the evening with something so wonderful. We will hear about Haridas Thakur in relationship to the holy name, and we will sing and we will enter the mood of Haridas Thakur. So let us all lovingly welcome Jagatarini Mataji by loudly saying and raising our arms in the sky. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Shyam.
How we are doing in the retreat. And that way, or one of the main ways, is how potent our Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam will be. So you'll see how much potency will increase of this amazing, the amazing holy names of Srimati Radharani here in Sri Barsana. Just to show you what I mean. Everyone, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. So, doesn't that feel a lot better already?
Hare Krishna. So I'm so happy to be here again in Varshana, and I'm so happy to look out on so many faces, young devotees, older devotees, and from so many different continents and countries. And we've all come here together with the same intention, which is to chant Krishna's names and to develop our Krishna consciousness. So when I was thinking what to share with you about Varshana, at first I felt a little how can I say, a little bit empty, like, I don't know what to say, what do I know about Varshana? And I was thinking perhaps that many of the devotees who come here, particularly if they come here for the first time, they may also be feeling the same thing, a kind of disorientation, and they're not quite sure what is happening here. But then I tried to think a little carefully and to think of what Srila Prabhupada has taught us and to try to remember some of the times that I have been here before. And immediately I felt a sense of coming home. You see, we are all followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada so mercifully gave us the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the foremost of all literatures explaining the inner mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his mood, if any of you have studied, and if you haven't, you can study the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and you will understand that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself in a particular mood, trying himself to taste and understand and relish the love of Srimati Radharani for him. So there is something very special in the love of Radharani for Krishna. And we are followers of that path. So when we come here to Varshana, in a very real sense, we come home. Varshana is actually the place of Vatsalya Ras for Srimati Radharani. And in fact, the name Varshana, the actual name that is given in many places, is Brishabhanupur, or the place of Brishabhanu Maharaj, who is the father, and Kirtida Sundari, who is the mother of Srimati Radharani. So here in Varshana, under the care of her beloved father and mother, Srimati Radharani lived with all of her transcendental girlfriends, and they played here and there in the forests of Varshana. And there are some very special pastime places which we can speak very, very briefly of tonight. But the real mood of Varshana is one like home. In fact, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his bhajans, he says, Rishabhanu Pure Janama Loibo. I would take my birth in Rishabhanupur or Varshana. So we come here and we want to know, first of all, what we can gain from being here. Even as new devotees, what can we gain? And what should be our mood when we practice our chanting here, our kirtan and our japa? And the mood should be one of crying out and praying for the mercy of the residents of Rishabhanupur. And how do we learn to know those residents? By hearing about them. As we hear the pastimes of Krishna, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna and the cowherd boys, the pastimes of Varshana, gradually we become familiar with this place. And gradually we can learn and understand what is our relationship with Krishna beyond this material world which we're so attracted to and so attached to. So we come here to chant and to pray. Even if we're young devotees and we don't know very much, we can still come here to chant and to pray. Varshana is situated on the top of a hill. And the hill, as we understand from Shastra, is actually Lord Brahma with his four heads, who prayed that somehow or another he could have some service in Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is so transcendentally wonderful. And he prayed, and first he thought very carefully what service he would like. and he thought, I would like to have on my head the dancing and walking of the gopis and Krishna and the cowherd boys and the dust particles from their lotus feet, always on my head. And so he prayed and he sought the benediction and he received it to take this form of a hill. And therefore when we walk on Giriraj, on the hill of Varshana, of course we don't walk on Giriraj, but when we walk on the hill of Varshana, we always take off our shoes because we're walking on the head of Lord Brahma. And on top of that hill of Varshana, there are four peaks. And three of those peaks have very distinct mandirs and pastimes. One is called Mor Kutir, the place where Radha and Krishna dance as peacocks, the peacock dance. And one is called Mangar. And Man, of course, for those who are familiar, or for those who are not, Man is a kind of special, transcendental, angry, somewhat sulky mood that Srimati Radharani sometimes displays only for the pleasure of Krishna. And he really enjoys that. Because in that particular mood, she doesn't want to speak to him, she doesn't want to see him, she doesn't consider him the almighty supreme personality of Godhead. She considers him to be like a black creature. Crows are black, and Krishna is black, and she doesn't want to see anybody who's black. And Krishna comes and he bows down and begs at her feet, or the feet of her friends, because she doesn't want to see him. And he begs, please, forgive me for whatever I may have done. And Srimati Radharani maintains her mood until Krishna adequately satisfies her with his loving exchanges. So these are very esoteric and very deep subjects. Hari Bono. Thank you. Thank you. These are very esoteric and deep subjects that we honestly can't enter deeply into, perhaps at our stage of devotional life, but we can hear of them. And the third of those places of Varshana is called Dangati, where Krishna, he has to repay dan, because dan means you have tax. You have to give some dan and you have to take it back. So Krishna, he likes to stand beside the hill of Varshana and another hill, which is a Vishnu hill. This one hill is Lord Vishnu, one hill is Lord Brahma. And in the ridge between the two, in the gully between the two, Krishna makes a toll collecting station. And he puts a piece of wood across. And his boyfriend stand there. And the girls are so angry, saying, what are you doing here? You can go into your place in Nandagram, you can collect tax, but this is our place. Who do you think you are? And he says, oh, I am the master of Vrindavan. And the girls get very angry and say, no, you're not. Our mistress is the master of Vrindavan. And they quarrel. And Krishna loves this so much. So this is a place of Varshana known as Sankarikur. And there are other places. And of course, on top of the hill, we can see the beautiful Sriji Mandir. And take darshan up there of Srimati Radharani. And pray to her there that I've come to this place by some incredible good fortune. I thought I came by a plane and then a taxi. But I didn't come like that. I came by some incredible good fortune that I'm here. So please, please, please allow me to take advantage of this visit to learn how to serve. To pray when I chant, Krishna, please engage me in your service. And if we pray like that here in Varshana, I can guarantee you, you will have one or more very profound moment of experience by the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So I just came here by Srila Prabhupada's kindness from Sri Mayapur Dham. And when I was there, I was standing in front of Radha Madhav, who of course are much larger than life. So you're standing down there looking up, and they're so big, and you feel so insignificant and gratefully so, and looking at them. And I was standing there, and my eye would go from this side of the altar to that side of the altar and back 5 or 10 times, and I would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 against 1. Krishna is there, but there are 9 beautiful girls there as well. So Krishna is the expert enjoyer, and we should learn how to serve him. And by learning how to serve him properly, actually, to learn how to serve him properly is to learn how to serve those beautiful girls. And then, actually, we can understand how to chant, and especially how to appreciate Varshana. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nivisesha Sanyavadi Prashkati Dezitarane Om Agyanatami Nandasya Jananjana Salakaya Jaksu Saminatan Jaina Tasmai Sri Gare Nama Sri Chaitanya Manabhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam rupa kadamayam dadati sa pandantikam. Vansha kalpa tubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayebhacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo.
There are 2 main things that I would like to speak about. One is mystery, and the second, Jagtrini Mataji has pointed to as the secret or the key in spiritual life, and the key in chanting, and the key in having a wonderful transformative experience at this japa retreat, and that is a mood of service. Because after all, we're in the material world. We are here, and although if one looks around the room, we see differences. There's no 2 persons who are exactly the same. But we all have 1 thing in common in the material world, and that is called ahankar, or false ego. False ego is the essence of material existence. The whole material world, as the 3rd canto of the Bhagavatam describes, Kapila Muni describes, it comes from false ego. The false sense of who we are. And the process of Krishna consciousness is the process of turning Krishna Bhule Se Jeev Anadiya Bahunmukh. From turning from our back to Krishna to facing Krishna. But to face Krishna, you can't face him with false ego. You can't face Krishna and feel yourself important. I am nothing. No, I shouldn't do it with you. I can't find anyone to point to. You are nothing. We are all nothing. Is that correct? But Krishna is the center. And false ego makes me feel that I am the center. And that is called illusion, maya. It's simply not true. It's a lie. It's so much of a lie, even though I feel myself the center, I can't convince anyone else. Not even her. I can't convince anyone else
that everything should be centered around me. False ego has to be given up. And what we want to do is to learn how to chant Krishna's names in a serving mood. A serving mood that will blossom into a loving mood. And then the mystery of spiritual life will open. Krishna will open the doors to Vrindavan, to Barsana, to his personality. But we have to be in a serving mood. You have to be in a serving mood. Now, who's going to serve? You have to be in a serving mood. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Don't hit me again. It doesn't work like that. A serving, not that kind of a serving mood, but a serving mood that's based on understanding who Krishna is and developing a relationship with Krishna, a loving relationship with Krishna. And all this, Cheto Dharpana Marjanam, all this occurs by chanting Krishna's names, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by staying in a holy place, by worshipping the deities in the association of devotees. And we have all the elements here. And most amazingly, and this is a very important point, if I'm allowed to say so, we shouldn't have anything else during our stay here. We shouldn't have anything else that we have to do. We should take all the important things that are waiting for us in our life and all our other very important responsibilities and all the problems and all the desires, and we should take them. Last year we had a big box here and we had everyone take their desires and throw them into the box, and then we locked it up, and by the end of the retreat we opened it up and asked them, if people, if they wanted to take their life back. No. For this time here, and this is something I would like you to, if you're taking notes, write it down, please. Or remember it. For this short time here, the only thing I have to do is hear and chant about Krishna and try to develop my serving mood to Krishna. I have nothing else to do. Just during this short time that I'm here. Nothing else to do but advance in my Krishna consciousness. Can you do that? Can you make a strong attempt to do that? You'll see how your mind will keep invading your strong determination and try to convince you there are so many other important things you can think about. You try to sit down and chant Krishna's names and your mind will fill your consciousness with so many other things. It will try. It will try to do that. You have so many important things to think about, to consider, to plan about, to worry about, to lament about, instead of just being with Krishna while you chant his names, Abhinatam Namanamano, to be with Krishna. To be with Krishna, that's why we're here. To be with Krishna, because our conviction is that if we are just with Krishna for some time, for an increasing amount of time, and hear about Krishna, singing his name, associating with devotees, being in his land, the land that his feet have touched, along with his dearest associates. Krishna has walked in all these places. Srimati Radharani has walked here. If we can just be here and not be somewhere else mentally, if we can just be here during this 1 week and be quite determined about that, then we will get closer to Krishna. It has to happen. Now, I said that this land is mysterious and Krishna is mysterious. It's the most esoteric experience. Krishna, he's the most mysterious person. Why is he mysterious? Why is Krishna mysterious? Raise your hand if you can think of a reason why Krishna is mysterious. Yes. He doesn't even know himself. Well, I don't know myself, and I'm not mysterious. I want a different reason than that. Yes. No one can understand his plans. Especially me again. What's he up to? What I was thinking, instead of making you all into mind readers, I was thinking that he's unlimited. He's unlimited. He's everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. He's everything. If you read the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, Krishna himself describes that everything is him. There is no difference between him and everything. It's all his energy. Everything in existence. But yet, he's a person. He's everywhere, but he's a person. He's everywhere and all-powerful and a person, and everything is his, and he wanders around Vrindavan. He is Swatantra. What does Swatantra mean? He's independent. That means he can do anything he wants. And what does he want to do? He wants to wander around Vrindavan herding cows. A village boy wearing a turban around his head and a peacock feather. And he wants to play a flute in such a way that every living entity who that sound enters his ear becomes completely captivated. Krishna wants to be in Vrindavan, just like a king who all day long sits on his throne with his guards around him and his ministers here and the army over there, and people come to his court and say, please, I need this, I have this problem, and he gives them that. And at the end of the day, he stands up and the guards stand up. And this is, by the way, the key to understanding how you're supposed to act in the temple room in front of the deities. That you don't take mobile phone calls in front of the deities for the same reason you don't take mobile phone calls in front of the king. Or you don't start talking to your friend and having a private conversation when you're in the front of the king or the president or the prime minister. No one would do that. Especially in front of the king, because if he gets upset with you, the head, it's off. You don't come in your board shorts in front of the king. You wear your nicest clothes. You come in proper. You don't come in messy, dirty old clothes. You're going to see the most important person. He can give you what you want. Present yourself properly. So at the end of the day, after all the people have come in, presenting themselves and giving him their requests of what he wants, he stands up, everyone stands up, and he walks out. And then he takes off his crown, hangs it up, and he can breathe. He can relax. He can just act like himself. And the rest of his personality can manifest. So that's Krishna in Vrindavan. His full personality manifests. And he can act just as he wants to act. And because he's with his most trusted and beloved friends who love him so much that they don't even care about his power. But it's so mysterious how he acts in there that no one, unless they love Krishna, can gain access and see. And then Krishna is so mysterious. And then Srimati Radharani, she's even more mysterious. Why? Why? Yeah. She has the all-powerful, unlimited, supreme personality of Godhead wrapped around her little finger. She controls Krishna. But it's really, she's Krishna's internal energy. And Krishna's just, from the point of view of tattva or philosophy, this is Krishna interacting with his own energies. But there she is, the most beautiful, the most wonderful energy, female personality, the counterpart of Krishna. Krishna's Ladini Shakti, the potency that gives him pleasure. And this is the land, the mysterious land that's not in the material world. Parshana, Vrindavan, is not of the material world. Well, it looks like it, and you see paper bags and little pan packages. But yet, Vrindavan, Parshana, is spiritual completely. Very mysterious. How can we penetrate these mysteries? Mystery of Krishna, mystery of Srimati Radharani, mystery of Vrindavan, the mystery of my relationship with them. Me who is so covered with false ego, how can I pierce into these mysterious topics? And the answer is service. Devotional service, loving service. And that is what our japa retreat is about. It is about taking shelter of the holy names of Krishna, the association of devotees, the holy land, the deities, and the messages of the Bhagavatam to develop our service and take some steps closer to Krishna. So Maharaj often ends his talk with saying, I wish you well. It's a wonderful opportunity. We wish you well. We're about to begin a journey of transformation. It is a journey. Pray to jump into this journey. And we wish you well. Thank you. Hare Krishna.